Glad you enjoyed hearing from her this morning. Hello to Mike McGann. Nice to have you listening today. Also, David Johnson, new Pennsylvania Hall of Fame broadcaster, checked in. Nice to hear from you as well. You can always follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio, which is how those two gentlemen played along. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. There was a man way out west, rode around this country with a star on his breast. Every white man and Indian tribe knew he was the baddest man that ever was alive. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Broad-shouldered and 6 feet tall, rode a sorrel that could outrun them all. Master of a pistol, master of disguise, looked every man he caught now dead in the eyes. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Born a slave down in Arkansas, lived with his master and his dear old ma. Mama said, son, you ain't free, but you can do anything you want to if the mister don't see. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. I'll tell you another thing. Master called Bass Reeves to a gambling game. Bass's freedom was the stake that he made. Master cheated, you ought to heard the sound of Bass's hoofbeats as Master hit the ground. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Yo! Bass Reeves break into song. He get down to business and it won't be long. Whether in Muskoka, 100 miles around, they call on Bass Reeves. He's bound to track you down. Cause he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Thank you.
We've got Don Flemons at the Saturday Light Brigade, and he's a Lone Ranger song about Bass Reeves. And I would encourage you to Google Bass Reeves sometime. B-A-S-S-R-E-E-V-E-S. He was a deputy U.S. Marshal, gunfighter, farmer, scout, tracker, railroad agent, and runaway slave. And he is more or less the human being who was the inspiration for the Lone Ranger, but not quite portrayed as Clayton Moore's character that he was given to play. Bass Reeves interacted with Native American tribes and actually spoke Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Seminole, and Creek. And has an amazing record fighting for justice. Bass Reeves, his name. The Soundhound is on his way to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
And don't forget that we have summer camps with scholarships full and partial available. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Okay, give us just a moment or two. Soundhound will be with you shortly. Yes, it's good to see you, and I'm sorry about the rain. You can't go out. You know that wet dog is not something we can necessarily cope with. Well, the Soundhound is here giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Soundhound, thank you for being with us, and let's see if I can get the sound away here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Got it. You run along now. Let me give this is nice. We've been collecting the water from our rain barrel here. You can, there you go. Attaboy. I'll wait until we can hear the dish. It's always nice. Don't. There it is. Okay, thank you. Here is the sound that the Soundhound brought for today. That's a hard one. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also participate by going to slbradio.org/radio and using Interact Live. Good luck. We'll let you know how other people are guessing as well.
We are living near the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together. other side. I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection, it be my crime. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, binding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have gone before me, band together and be that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance on the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Holly Near, along with Emma's Revolution. That song always makes me think of Ann Feeney and family, among the many folks who love Emma's Revolution. Ann's daughter, Amy. And we're getting a lot of guesses coming in, and a few correct answers so far, and a lot of people confident that they have the correct answer, but not having the correct answer. I'm going to play a little bit more of the sound this time. Bear with me as I work on that. Here is what you heard the first time. And here's a variation, if you will. 412-200-5975. Angie thinks it might be coffee brewing and a coffee maker. Could be. It sounds like that, but it's not. Sean and Carrick also was thinking a coffee maker. Richard on the north side came up with the correct answer. Well done. And Russ in King, North Carolina came up with the correct answer. Brian essentially had the correct answer in reverse. Close enough that we should give Brian credit, but oh so close. And here is Larry in Elwood City, who also guest a percolator. And John and Addie in Easter guest a drip coffee maker. Annie is in Eastern Pennsylvania listening with her son, Caden. Caden concluded after thinking out loud and reasoning that it sounds like a coffee maker. Annie agrees with him. Unfortunately, it's not a coffee maker. Bruce and Ingram thought it might be boiling water. It sounds like that, but it's not. John and Economy Burrow has it. You've got it. He said this is probably going to be an answer that warrants a close but no cigar. But, John, you actually got the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights also thought it might be the water that is just ever so falling out of the percolator, the lower out of the drip coffee maker, the last of the water. It's not that. And Linda is so close, we're going to give you credit. And Richard, thanks for your follow-up email. There's a lot coming in. Here's Tegan, who reports her family's guesses. Larkin thinks it's the sound of running a stick along a bumpy rain gutter. I hear that. Otis thinks it's rain falling into a gutter. And Tegan, you are correct with your guess. Well done. Those are all very creative guesses, though. And Kathy and Ty Nesta, listening with Jack, I do believe, has the correct answer, as does Bob in Washington. Kathy, also guessed water from a water cooler. Bill got the correct answer just now. Well done, Bill. And Mrs. Edwards thought it might be a drain. Well, no, it actually is very energizing to be... Oh, you were guessing a drain. It's not a drain. Little bit the opposite of that. And we have some folks who came up with the correct answer. Let's see. Brian thought it might be a coffee maker. That's we have two Brians, don't we? And we don't have neighborhoods for either of them. So Brian, we'll call them Brian 1 and Brian 2, I guess. But Brian thought it might be a coffee maker. And Carla thought it might be water going down the drain. Tommy did get the correct answer. Oh, Tommy's going to join us in just a moment. But first, we have Jess, who's going to join us. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Is it still... We don't... radio stations are often in these... subterranean venues, which is where we are, i.e. we don't have a window in the studio because it would create noise, i.e. Mm-hmm. Ergo, I'm going to ask you if it's raining.
it's actually lightly raining here at Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, one of these days we'll put a camera in that could tell us when it's raining, but I feel bad having to ask folks about that. You could have a window, but it would then we'd hear thunder and sirens and all sorts of things.
Oh, craziness! All the craziness of the outside world.
Have you ever driven? This is something I don't have many pet peeves, but every now and then a radio commercial will, or maybe a news story will have a siren in it. And if I hear that on the radio and I'm driving, I sometimes think I need to pull over. That's a real siren.
Or you'll hear something in a song even, and it's like, oh, is that a siren?
Yes, that's happened to me a few times. Mm-hmm. You figured this out. Let me have the Sound Hound feature the sound one more time here. Mm-hmm. And what did you come up with?
Well, I eventually came up with, because I first had the coffee maker and a few other little guesses, and then it's blowing bubbles into a glass of milk.
Absolutely. Or water, or a milkshake, yeah, we would accept.
Yeah.
That lovely thing, yeah, that you learn how to do as a kid. And yeah, once you learn how to do it, it's hard to stop, no matter.
Exactly.
No matter how many times you're asked. Yeah, it is fun to do, yeah, it. Did you ever do, yeah, with a paper-wrapped straw, if you grab it in your hand, do you know what I mean, the snake?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You would,
yeah, that's always fun to do.
How could I describe it? You'd take the paper-wrapped straw and you'd kind of like bang it against the table so that the paper sleeve, Ricky's looking at me like I'm crazy. Oh, you know what I mean. So the paper sleeve would compress, and then you'd put it down on the table, use your straw, mm-hmm, to put a drop of water, and the sleeve would kind of expand.
Okay. I've never done that one.
Simpler times. Oh, what would you do with, yeah, your straw? Are you thinking the using it as a weapon? a gentle, you could blow that paper out in the direction of somebody, too.
Exactly. That's always fun to do.
Well, I hope you're set for a good day. Do you have any plans for today at all?
No, not really. We haven't come up with any idea. I mean, it's kind of rainy. It's one of those days where it's like, what do we do?
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah. I think it's a good day, yeah, to read. It's a good day, maybe not to work, but maybe to think about work. I know I can think about work a lot.
Yeah, you can always procrastinate on a day like today.
Absolutely. Procrastinate must be good. It begins with pro, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we must be good at it, because, yeah, we're all pros.
Thank you for calling, Jess.
You have a good day.
You too. Our Brian, too, is from McCandless, and he has the correct answer. Well done, Brian. Katrina, good morning. Katrina reports that Zane was thinking it's the fizzy lifting drink machine from Willy Wonka. Emma thought it might be a woodpecker, and Quinn knew that it was blowing bubbles into a drink. Well done, Quinn, and thank you, Zane and Emma, for your guesses. Larry in Elwood City thought it might be an aquarium filter. It does sound like that. Patrick in Stanton Heights thought of the sound of popcorn popping. Mrs. Edwards guessed a drain. And here is Tommy, who is in Virginia. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
You are.
I told Ricky, anyone who had little boys or little nephews knows the sound.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you go out to dinner, you go out to lunch, and I'll guarantee you're going to hear that sound. Because they can't, it's OCD. They're compelled.
Yes.
They can't keep from it.
It is hard.
To, and that just encourages them to do it all the more.
Yeah. Once you learn how to do that, it's kind of a delightful, look at me. Although, you know, In radio dramas, it can be an amazing sound effect. It can sound like a babbling brook, or maybe you're going into a cauldron somewhere. But it's hard to resist once you learn how to do that. Now, did you do the snake thing I was trying to describe? Where you?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you did. You missed the one about take the paper sleeve when it's still on the straw, tear one end off, lick the other one, and blow it at the ceiling if it sticks.
Oh, very nice. So you're making your own stalactites. Is that stalactites?
Exactly.
Stalactites. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Works.
I never did that.
And you go. Those of us who remember soda fountains, you go into the soda fountain and you look up the ceiling and see six or eight straw wrappers stuck to the ceiling. Drove the owners nuts, but that's what kids do.
Yeah, the folk process, you know, applies to music as song lyrics change over the years. The folk process for the paper straw stalactites would be strips of fruit roll-ups that kids throw against the ceiling, which in some contexts they do. They use, or lunch meat, and they can stay up there for a while. Well done, Tom.
I told Ricky that it hasn't rained a drop here.
Oh, my goodness.
It was in the forecast, but it's dry as a bone outside. It's cloudy, very cloudy. It could rain any minute. If we dropped 2 degrees, I think we'd have a downpour.
Wow.
But no rain in Virginia, not least in Richmond. Might be in Northern Virginia, but not here.
Well, how's it been overall? Do you need the rain, or are things generally good?
We had a little rain yesterday, a little light rain yesterday. So I had to water my flowers, my pansies. Two of them had their tongues hanging out, so I went out and gave them a drink. Yeah. And my roses are coming up. Oh, the roses are gorgeous.
Oh, very
and
nice.
My dianthus are going like crazy. My irises are just starting to fade. So it's time for the roses to come.
Yeah, we have all the perennials in our yard. Most of them are starting to pop up. We planted a mix of meadow grasses and flowers the other night, which we're excited about to add to a hillside. It's fun to watch everything grow. And the red buds have been gorgeous this year. We've just been amazed at some red buds in our yard, including some we didn't even know about that kind of planted themselves and look really great.
This volunteer week.
Yes.
They're volunteers.
You got it. Tommy, thanks for checking in.
All right, friend.
Take care. Right. We're going to talk to Wayne Brenda of Prime Stage Theater. Congratulations again. If you knew that we were looking for the sound of bubbling, blowing through straw into milk or a milkshake or into water, we'd accept just about any liquid. Good morning, Wayne Brenda. How are you?
I'm okay, Larry. Thank you. And thank you for letting me go back to the times before video games.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
with the straw snake and all that. Oh, yeah. That's nice times.
Yes. Yeah. The nice, you know, they never called them audio games or...
But that's right.
The nice, simple games. Well, 12 Angry Men is an incredible work of art. The movie, the play.
Yep.
It's incredibly timeless about dealing with issues of literally the root of prejudice, prejudging a person. And Prime Stage Theater is known for presenting works that really make you think and that have aspects of justice in them. Tell us about the production you have debuting. I think it's May 2nd, right?
Right, opens on May 2nd. Right? Actually, previews, it opens on May 3rd. It previews on May 2nd, and we open on May 3rd. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it is a timeless piece. And one of the things that the director, Shane Valencia, and I talked about, because there are a lot of different, there are different versions out there, like 12 Angry Men, 12 Angry Jurors, you know, but we wanted to go back to the original of the 12 Angry Men. You know, it's the dynamics are very strong this way. And it's, we feel that it's the best way to tell the story, you know, but it is, and I would say, it's appropriate for like middle school and, you know, for basically it's appropriate for, you know, ages, let's say sixth grade on up, you know, something like that. There's nothing to be concerned about, but it gets a little intense. But the neat thing about it is you really get a chance you see people's prejudice, you see people working through it. But it's also a play about integrity, you know, and it's a play about having courage. You have that one man, Juror Age, who's played by Everett Lowe, that really believes, he says he wants to talk it out. you know, he doesn't want to jump to conclusions, and he wants to talk it out. And the way he stays true to his belief and stays true to what he wants and what he believes is really, it's very, very important, you know, for young people and for everybody to really watch how that occurs and how that comes down, and then how other people change their minds and why they change their minds. And you know, there's a great character in number 9 who's the old man that he, you know, why does he change his mind? What's important to him? So you really find out what's important to people. Plus, you also, for those who have never been on a jury, I was on a jury some years ago, but for those who have never been on a jury, it kind of takes you into the world of the jury room, you know, and to see what that process is like. But it's an important story, and the cast is incredibly dynamic. And one of the neat things about the production, Larry, is it's being done without an intermission. So the time that they are in the jury room is the time that the audience is in the jury room as they're making the decisions. So it's basically done in real time.
Neat. And did you mention, are the jurors all men, like the teleplay? Yeah, it would be hard. You could adapt it in lots of different ways, but... It's interesting, we all remember the movie with Henry Fonda. I think Jack Klugman was in it too. But 12 Angry Men began as a television program on Studio One. It was a teleplay in 1954. Right. Then it got made into that movie, which I think is 1957. And seeing it on stage, it would really lend itself well. To a stage production.
And again, being in the Hayslip Theater, the intimacy of the Hayslip Theater also adds another dimension to it, you know, so you really feel like you're there with them, you know, which is a nice highlight of the production. And what we have is on opening night, we have Judge Lisa Middleman from the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas. She's going to be doing an opening night presentation, an audience discussion, basically looking at what really would have happened in a jury room. You know, what some of the things that are in the play could never happen in a real jury room, which is kind of interesting. And the show is being directed by Shane Valenzi as an attorney.
Oh, wow.
The play's got some interesting dynamics going on, but it's a great play about just overcoming prejudice and integrity and holding on to what you believe.
Well, 12 Angry Men, it's preview on May 2nd, and then it runs May 3rd through May 22nd through May 11th. Let me change my notes here. May 2nd for the preview, May 3rd for the opening date, through May 11th at the new Hayslip Theater. And primestage.com is where to go for additional information. Wayne, thank you. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, and we're doing our accessibility programs. The audio description is on that Sunday, May 11th, the sensory inclusive performance, which I think would be really exciting for those on the spectrum to see it. Well, that's going to be on Saturday, May 10th. And then we have our real-time live captioning is also going to be on May the 11th on that Sunday. So this is really going to be accessible to all audiences.
Oh, wonderful to hear. Wayne, as always, thanks. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Thank you, Larry, and thanks to all your listeners. Thanks. See you at the theater.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Four or five times.
Four or five times.
Four or five times.
Four or five times.
Maybe 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times.
Maybe I'll cry.
Maybe I'll cry.
Maybe I'll sigh.
Maybe I'll sigh.
If I die, I'm gonna try. 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times.
Yodelie-dodelie.
Yodelie-dodelie.
Well, well.
Well, well.
Adi-adi-ya-ha.
Adi-adi-ya-ha.
4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times.
Guitar.
Sounds like Cab Calloway popped in there for a minute, doesn't it?
One more time.
Would you believe that is Jim Queskin in his 80s? Along with Matt Leavenworth from a delightful new release under Jim Queskin's name called Doing Things Right. Jim Queskin and the Berlin Hall Saturday Night Review featuring Matt Leavenworth on that tune. Hello to James V, who had a guess of Rain Barrel for the Soundhound as well as a Concrete Mixer. I just happened to notice your messages from a few seconds ago. We have an Afterthoughts puzzle giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, and it will come after a few messages.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. New Horizon Theater celebrates over 30 years of live theater in the Pittsburgh area with consistent quality cultural events reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents the American Rhythm and Blues vocal group, The Spinners, at its annual event on Friday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the O'Reilly Theater in downtown Pittsburgh. More information on New Horizon Theater's annual event is available at newhorizontheater.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
SLB summer camps offer youth ages 12 through 18 a great opportunity to meet new people, gain new skills, get creative, and have their voices be heard. There are opportunities centered on music, on journalism, on podcasting, and more. Full and partial scholarships are available, and we encourage you to apply. For complete details, slbradio.org/summercamps2025. slbradio.org/summercamps2025. If there is a birthday coming up in your circle of friends or family, we will celebrate birthdays occurring today and in the week ahead, all the way through May 2nd. A couple dozen people have already notified us about their birthdays. If you would like to add yours, you can get the information to us in the usual way, by phone or text. And you can use the very same numbers we give you to solve our afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for a single word that naturally follows these three: false, kick, and head. False, kick, and head. One word naturally follows those three. Do you know what it is? Well, if you do, I hope we'll hear from you. It's time to connect. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live. Again, the words are false, kick, and head. Good luck.
We've got to hold on. We've got to hold on to each other. Hold on to what we have. All the way up if we hold on to what we have. Might be
Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Carla in McMurray is going to join us on the radio in a moment. Talking about the weather, Mike and Mars says it is a good day to play board games. Indeed, it is. And there are so many great board games out there to play that are new. We gave you three words and invited you to figure out the word that naturally follows them. The words we gave you, false, kick, and head. Do you need another clue? You could add jump. You could also add up. And maybe you can think of a few that you could also add. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Mr. Pellegrino, I believe that's you, has the correct answer, as does Jess, and Tanya is playing along on Facebook. And Sharon, hey Sharon, that's a good answer. It took me a minute. Sharon had not the word we had in mind, but the word stand, kickstand, headstand, and a false stand. There's one that fits a little bit better than that, and maybe giving you a jump and up might help. Gail in Stanton Heights has the correct answer, as do John and Addie in East Deer, Larry in Elwood City, Jim in Crafton Heights, Jim in Blackridge also thought of stand. John and Addie in East Deer matched our answer. James in Freiburg came up with the correct answer. Nicely done, James. Mike in Mars has it, so does Rich in Edinburgh. And John in Economy Borough. Annie also guessing stand. Richard on the north side has it. So, interesting. Carrie in Oil City thought of back and thought ahead to help me understand her reasoning. Head back and kick back makes sense. False back is a tactic for football. Back is not what we had in mind, but you made it work. Gary and Franklin has the word we had in mind, as does Jim and Blackridge. And Annie out in Eastern PA just got the correct answer. And Carla, you are the lucky person who gets to reveal. I hope it is lucky to you. You get to reveal the correct answer today, the big reveal. What did you come up with?
I have another clue, actually, too, in case somebody needs it. Running.
Oh,
running.
So very good.
Think about that. Okay, but do you want me to give it?
Now, running, that makes me think of water. I like to sometimes play this way.
I had to redeem myself from that last one. Sparky would be ashamed of me.
But water, like headwater works. False water doesn't exactly work. But
running starts. He takes the running start at something.
Yeah, running is great. Running
starts. So that's my word, start.
Yeah, our last clue would have been the show that gets your weekend off to a good. But that might
good. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, good or a bad.
Yeah.
You know, not the show, but something you could have a bad start.
Oh, yeah, a good start.
Show gets my weekend off to a good start.
Yeah. Aline in Maine just got it. Linda had a thought of room. Kick room, up room. I was thinking of ball, kick ball. In fact, that's why I didn't initially use jump as a clue, because you could have had kick ball and jump ball, but false or head wouldn't seem to work in that case.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
Language is lots of fun. And I think the sound of blowing bubbles into water was not necessarily easy. That's generally a boy activity, although girls do it too when they're growing up.
My nephews never did it when I babysat them, though. I don't know why.
You might have demanded good behavior.
I guess I did.
we were always discouraged from doing that.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you were able to call and come up with start. I hope you have a good day planned. I imagine with school, you're getting to the end of a semester soon.
Oh, yeah, finals and transcripts and grades. And then for my business, I'm into trade shows right now.
So oh, my.
Spring and fall are very busy.
Well,
conventions and trade shows.
Hope things go well. And thanks for being with us, as always.
Thank you.
That's Carla and McMurray. The answer we were looking for, start. S-T-A-R-T. Start. False start. Kick start. Head start. Upstart. Jump start. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with start.
I was sitting in the U-Watch at Laundromat in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a scruffy armadillo sitting right next to me. Well, he asked me for a quarter, said I'm down on my luck, you see. He rolled a smoke, he said this ain't no joke, I'm as lost as I can be. I'm a lonesome armadillo, far away from home. Take me back to such a sight to see in the shade of a weeping willow is a home sweet home to me. I tried to make it here in Music City. I never achieved a thing. I'm a nine-band armadillo, but none of my scales will sing. I could lie in the street like Willie, wait to see what life would bring. But I'll turn my snout to the western south, the wind of western swing. 'Cause I'm a lonesome armadillo, far away from home. Take me back to Amarillo, in the shade of the weeping willow is a home sweet home to me. Well, the winter's coming on now, I'm getting short on ants and grubs. I don't like your Nashville chicken, I can't stand that red hot rub. I tried to buy a record, they kicked me out of Vernus Tubbs. I guess I'll have to pack it without a man-whale jacket, and I never even got to meet Mike Bubb. 'Cause I'm a loathsome armadillo, far away from home. Take me back to in the shade of the weeping willow is a home sweet home to me.
And you can talk like that if you choose to, especially if you start low enough. That's Tim O'Brien. And the very newest song he's recorded, along with his wife Jan, for Precious Lonesome Armadillo, the name of the song. It's the first single from their album, Paper Flowers. Birthday time, Lori of Grove City celebrates today. Tobias of Baden, your mom, dad, and Sander wish you a happy birthday. Kathy of Butler, Kathy Green. Happy birthday to you. From your husband, Jim, and your kids, Shannon, Chad, also Corey, and from us, Annie of Regent Square, from Charlie, happy birthday. Kimberly of Fondville, from Bernie and all your friends. And Mrs. Pudge wishes Lambertine Pudge a very happy April 26th birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Pudge. On the 27th, Prosper of Rosslyn Farms from Mom, Dad, and Frost. Stella of Newcastle from her family in Knox. Mary and Ryan. Jesse in Cooperstown, Pennsylvania. Gary wishes you a very happy birthday on April 27th. Grace from your family. Aaron of the North Side from your family. Shannon of North Fayette from Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Pap-Pap. And Robert of Aspinwall. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday on Monday, April 28th, to Paul of Boardman, Ohio, from your entire family, including Ricky and me. Kathy from David, Peter, Julia, Andrew, and Maria. Happy birthday also to Catherine from Kara, Elizabeth, Kathy, and also from Rob. And continuing with April 28th, Luke of Gibsonia for Mom and Dad and Marco, and the twins, Arthur and Alan, Eric of Rockland, Pennsylvania, Joe of Highland Park, Patty of Green County from daughters Carla and Gina, and husband Carl, Mark of Irwin from Mary Jean. Happy birthday, Mark. Danny of Shaler from Terry and Melissa. April 29th, we have Noah from your family. I believe Noah is in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Gabri Essis in Verona from Brother Asrat. Juliana of Mount Lebanon from Naomi of Point Breeze. Merritt of Lower Burrell from Christine, Bill, Gavin, and Grandma Barbara. Also on April 29th, we have Andy and Fenelton from the Fenelton family. On April 30th, Josh, Amma, from Mom Susan, Dad Arthur, and Uncle Alan. On the 1st of May, Mina of the South Side. That might be Mina. I apologize. Mackenzie of Elizabeth, PA. Glennon of Rochester. And finally, on May 2nd, happy birthday to Michael of Forest Hills.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make arrangements to have a uniformed employee of the United States government hand deliver a Saturday Light Brigade birthday card. Good morning to Richard, who's listening in Saigon, in Vietnam today. Richard, it's great to have you with us. He is listening to the Saturday Night Brigade, where he is right now. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad it feels like home. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Now, here it comes. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. That's Kathy Fink and Duck Donald. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Going to play Guess Who in a moment, but first, a feature from our friends at the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation. I get asked this occasionally. Our names are spelled the same way, but no relation whatsoever. This Mrs. Berger loved herbs her entire life and wanted to, following her passing, she and her husband wanted to be sure the world still knew about herbs.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Naomi Miller. I am a second-year PhD student at Lehigh University in the Department of Earth and Environmental Science. I am a community forest ecologist, and I specifically study invasive species and how they interact with disturbance in Pennsylvania's forests. And the herb I want to talk about today is Jack in the Pulpit, or Aracema triphyllum. There's a little debate about whether it's one species or five or three, but the one that I spent my time with, we called Aracema triphyllum. Jack in the Pulpit is an understory species, so it really likes dark, shady woods, and it's not usually mad if the soil is a little bit moist too. So you might find it like down by a stream or in some nice shady woods underneath some other shrubs, somewhere that's nice and cool and dark. You are looking for what looks like three leaves. Three leaves kind of in the shape of a clover, but they're pointed. It is just three leaves on one stalk, and they're kind of flat, so they've made sort of an umbrella. And if you look closely, you'll see that the veins don't reach the edge of the leaf. There's a little border, so that's like a really distinct characteristic. So you'll see the leaves in as early as maybe like April, and then during late May, early June, perhaps, you'll see the spathe. So it's not a flower in the typical sense, but next to the stalk with the leaves on it, it'll send up another stalk. And then if you think about like a pitcher plant and that tropical sense, you'll come up with sort of what the spathe looks like. So it's this little sheath of plant tissue, and the Jack in the Pulpit is the spadix, quote. It's this little stick with the flowers inscribed inside of it. So what everyone calls the flower, the bloom, is just the house for the flower. In maybe July-ish, after those flowers get pollinated, you'll end up with these bright red berries, and you super do not want to eat them. They have some calcium oxalate crystals in them that will give you a very bad time. So there are male and female plants, so you need to have both of them in the forest if they're going to be able to pollinate. And they are pollinated by gnats, like fungus gnats. So if you get really close, if you get on your knees and smell a Jack in the Pulpit spathe, it might smell a little fungal, might smell a little mushroomy. And that's what attracts these little gnats to it. And they climb in there thinking they're going to get like a nice taste of like some rotting meat or something. And then they'll crawl around on those little flowers on the stalk and pollinate it. My first interaction with Jack in the Pulpit happened this summer during my fieldwork to look at canopy gaps and invasive species and how they exist within the space and time of a light gap. And so we needed to go look at these light gaps and see what species were there in the understory, or what was the understory before the tree fell. And one of the natives we kept seeing was Jack in the Pulpit. Everything that I didn't know, we had to identify, we had to figure it out. So it was Newcomb's Wildflower Guide. Thank you, Newcomb. It just became this like lovely recurring character that we would see. Sometimes the only native plant we would find in one of our 36 plots was Jack in the Pulpit. It became a friendly face during a very difficult summer, a difficult and kind of disenchanting summer. We're seeing all of these invasive species all over the mountain. But then there's Jack in the